Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. And bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math,
was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, to your math, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 2-1-0, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real
OG's
original.
Yeah,
real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 31st. Wow. Man, May is already over with. This month went by fast. Friday, May the 31st of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'll have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the prime creator. We want to talk about a breakdown, the true source of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the true source of the Life Management System, the true substance behind the numbers. You know, we talk about the numbers all the time, and we talk about what I do. We had a little conference call earlier explaining and breaking down, you know, what I call being able to be a, you know, almost like a spiritual profiler. You know, somebody who has this ability, and we all have it. You know, we just don't use it. Or we don't see the value in it. Most of us, you know, it's extremely, extremely important that we over and understand how we break down what we call creation. and what we call creative power. So every day you wake up, you do things, but how do you do those things? Have you ever stopped and asked yourself? So tomorrow we start the product development, or we start the business builders, and we break down the kingdom business program, or the kingdom business building program. So it's about building. That's what life is about. It's about creating. So tomorrow I expose everybody to the creator. And once you see this, the creator, he's in you, he's operating as you and manifesting himself through you, it's going to be very difficult for you to be you. Because right now you're being you. You're being the fake you, because that's what you learned. We all learned it. That's the habit that you developed over time. Although it's a great habit, it's not the creator. It's not source. It's not the prime creator. See, the prime creator is different from all the other creators. So there's a lot of creators. There's a lot of little G's. And we've talked about this in other shows, and we'll mention it today as well for the sake of argument, to expose you to what people think is the real G. But it's not the real G. It's the little G. It's the fake G. And so many of us, in fact, pretty much all of us, we're flirting with, or we're hanging out with the little G. We have a tutelary demon. We're all, quote unquote, little geniuses. So we don't have the genuine or genuous power because of the inability to be the true source of all creation and the creative power behind all creation. So if there is something that's called a quote unquote problem, now whether you implement it, okay, that's another study for another time. But the fact that you have access to it, that's the prime. So we have to understand when we say these terms and we say these words, you know, most people, a lot of people get lost. Like yesterday we was talking about the Battle of Armageddon. Yesterday we was talking about Megiddo, and we was breaking down how that's a part of the brain and how it's a battle that takes place inside of the head, actually, instead of a battle that takes place outside of the head. And so we talked about that. And so what we were doing is we were talking about what it talks about in the Apocrypha of John. So in the Apocrypha of John, it talks about, again, Barbello, or it talks about this essence or this expression that started to express itself separate from source, so the prime creator. And so when we talk about the prime creator, now we're talking about all creative power. We're talking about the entire creation. We're talking about everything. So everything comes from. But the problem is we don't wrap our brain around very well source code. And so this ability or inability, I should say, to wrap our brain around source code is the problem of source code, meaning that we can't be what we can't see. So everybody has a problem. And the problem is that we are not authentic, and we're not being authentic because we have not been exposed to authentic, because we've been disconnected. Remember the series that I talked about with the three keys or attributes or characteristics that connect us from the divine attributes and characteristics of source code. So when we talk about the God of Aquarius, for example, we're talking about the holy, and the word holy means set apart. Science. Science means see, knowing. So it's something that sets you apart for you to see. That's what we're talking about. That's prime. So the prime creator is different from the little creators that it talks about in like Judges chapter 10, verse 6, and Judges chapter 6, verse 10. So most of us, we're not connected to source code. And the reason why we know that, because we don't have the fruit of source code. And so the ability for you to understand what we're getting ready to share is what we're doing in tomorrow. So tomorrow we start connecting you with prime creator. That means you got to let go of the little creator. That's going to be a conundrum. Because in Judges chapter 6, verse 10, Judges chapter 6, verse 10 says, "And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not listened to me." So the Amorite is the Ammonite. The Ammon horn on the right side of the brain. So the Amorites. Now, we talked about this yesterday really, really briefly. We broke down, again, the Bible when it talks about the Battle of Armageddon. So the Amorites, so there is a God that's not God. He's in your head. So the word Amorites is not talking about a group of people out there. It's talking about a ruling disposition in here. So the prime creator is exposing the anti-prime or the creator that's not source code. So it tells you do not worship. And if you look at Judges chapter 6, verse 10, you're going to see it has a little g. It says do not worship these little g's, the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. So this land, the body is the land, because the body is made out of dirt. And if you look at the word earth, and if you take the H and put it at the front, you're going to see the word heart. So there's something in your heart that's not from the prime. So you can't create like prime because you don't have prime. Because remember, the creative formula is not B. That's how we all got hoodwinked. We all got lied to. So when we went to school, we went to elementary school. And we went to a cemetery of a mental L. L means God. Mental, carry cemetery. So we went to the cemetery of a mental God. We went to, he wrote our name in the book of the dead, which is the book of debt, which is the book of the debtor. So the more debt you have, the more debt you are, the more of the member of this little g, which is the Ammon that we talked about yesterday. So this is Ammon horn. So the Amorite is the Ammon horn. So inside of the brain, you got two. This is the hippocampi. It's not the hippocampus. So you got the hippocampi that's inside of the brain. And there is a battle going on. Everybody is gathering there, like it says in the book of Revelation, chapter 16 and chapter 19 that we talked about yesterday. This is the battle of Armageddon. So the battle of Armageddon, and this battle is raging right now inside of your head. And the Bible says, it said, let there be lights in the heavens, and let's divide the day from the night. We got one on the left, one on the right. You got two hemispheres. And it says, let them be signs and for seasons. That word seasons means Armageddon. In the ancient text, in the original text, if you look it up in the Textus Receptus, if you look it up in the Septuagint, if you look it up in the Latin Vulgate, you will see this word, M-O-E-D-I-M, modium, modium. That means signs and seasons. That is talking about, that's the same word in the book of Revelations. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, that same word is in Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, and Revelation chapter 19. It's the same word, but it's talking about, but in English, it's different. So all the words in the Bible, he appointed the moon for seasons. And that word seasons is the same word. He appointed the sun for signs and seasons. So that lets you know that the M-O-E-D-I-M is talking about creation, how certain things are created. So the stars and the moon was given to you and me for modium. Now, in the Bible, it also says, and Moses says, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feast. That word feast, same word, M-O-E-I-D-M, which you shall proclaim upon the holy convocation. Even these are the feasts, same word, M-O-E-I-D-I-M. Now, again, we're talking about prime. We're not talking about the little g. We're talking about the big one. It says, 6 days shall you work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. These are the feasts. And there's that word again. Now, that's Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2, it is talking about Armageddon. But I thought Armageddon was the end of the world and the war going on and all of this stuff. No, we're talking about a battle between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere that is taking place in hippocampi, because the prime source creator know that in your land, in your body, as I've been saying, that was an unauthorized production. It was unauthorized in the fact that it's like if you tell your kids, okay, we're gonna eat dinner at 6, and your kids get hungry at 5, and they go into the kitchen and they make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 5. Now you told them we're going to eat at 6, but they hungry now. So they go in without your approval and they make a sandwich at 5. And they eat that sandwich at 5, even though you told them dinner is at 6. That is an unauthorized production. That's the same thing that's what the battle of Armageddon. That's what this harmonious arrangement is. Everything down here is an unauthorized production. So now, what happens when your child goes into the kitchen and makes a sandwich that you did not tell them that they could make? It's not that they can't make the sandwich. It's not that you didn't even, maybe you was going to let them make the sandwich. But they went without your approval. So Prime Creator is the approved expression of energy. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. The Prime Creator is the approved, authorized expression. It's the ability to express, expose, and expand your inner G, your INNERG. So as we just read in the book of Judges. So everything began in heaven when Lucifer boasted and he said that I could still worship from source. How did he say that? Now remember, everybody on this call is an energy manager. So tomorrow I'm going to teach you how you should manage your energy in an authorized manner. Because right now there is an unauthorized expression, an authorized, and you are expressing, exposing, and expanding your energy in an unauthorized manner. You got the energy. It was given. It's not that you can't use it. It's like the kids. They live in your house. It's not that they can't go into the refrigerator and get some food whenever they want. It's just that you kind of want to know. So if you buy a box, like Oreo cookies go fast around here. My little son like Oreo cookies. And I like Oreo cookies too. So it's not that he can't eat them. It's just that we don't want to eat them all in one sitting. And so this is the use and the management of energy. So remember, Judges chapter 6, verse 10 says, I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. Everybody on this call, you are in the land that is controlled by the pituitary gland, by the hypothalamus, by your limbic system, by the pineal gland. Those control, because they store your memories and your ability to contain a memory. What are you without your memory? I will pause while you ponder the depth of the statement. Now think for a moment, brothers, outside the box. Who are you without your memory? Again, let me pause so that way you can ponder the depth of the statement. Because remember, we all are oversaturated. We all are overwhelmed. Therefore, we don't discount or we don't add credence to information. So what I'm saying, you've heard before. So this is just another show. You just took call, tune in. You ain't got nothing else to do. So you just blog in and you just listen. But I need you to listen. I need you to actually think for a moment. I know this is, like I said, the hardest thing in the world to do is to think for yourself. The hardest thing on earth to do is to have an original thought. It is damn near impossible. Almost. But there's people like me that I'm asking you. Now, if you say you're my friend, right? We're friends. So I'm asking you, one friend to another, what are you without your memories? If you don't remember your name, who are you? If you don't remember your race, if you don't remember where you're from, if you don't remember how to walk, talk, if you don't remember nothing, who are you without your memories? I'm going to pause for a moment. I need you to answer that question, man. Now, if you got a really good answer, you can email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm all ears, boo-boo. I need you to tell me, who are you without your memories? That's the battle of Armageddon, boo-boo. Because what happens there, your short-term and your long-term memories are erased. It's called, in the ancient text, the Book of Creation, the Sea of Forgetfulness. We all drunk from the sea of forgiveness. That's how you got down chill. You cannot be on earth unless you forgot that you came from heaven. That's a requirement to be on this dimension. That's why we walk around and you do what I did. We look for purpose. That's why you have deja vu. That's why you can remember something like, damn, did I do this before? Because you did, but you don't remember. Who are you without your memories? Prime Creator is the source or the container of those memories. It is the true source of all creation. It is the true source of all memory. It's the true source of all memes. is the true source of all creative power. Now, I got to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail, but on June the 1st, we're going to destroy the rabbit trail. So for people that's not able, you know, God bless you, boo-boo, get it from somebody. Get on your knees today and ask Source to reveal him, her, itself to you. Because without this, your dog cannot hunt. It's impossible because you ain't got no memory. You don't know who the hell you are. So how are you going to do something? You mean tell me you're going to start something and you don't even know how to start? You're going to create something. You forgot. You are a god with amnesia. And how are you going to be something and you don't remember nothing? I'm waiting. Please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you got an answer to that question, who are you without your memory? Please email me your answer, especially if you're not a part of what I'm doing on June the 1st. Please text me, 210-290-5927. Don't call. I ain't going to answer. I'm doing a show. But if you got an answer to that question, then that means that, you know, hey, I need to come and sit at your feet. Who are you without your memories? Who are you, boo-boo? Please, somebody. I know there's a guru out there. I know that. Somebody listening to me, they got an answer. Please tell me, who are you? Who are you without your memory? Let's talk about the true source of all creative power. Let's keep it real. Now, the Bible also says in the book of Judges, chapter 10, verse 6, Judges chapter 10, verse 6. This is deep. Because I need to connect you back with what they call in the movie Transformers, Optimus Prime. You need to understand the principles of magnetic resonance. That's what we're going to be doing on June the 1st. So we're going to destroy that tutelary demon that you think is God. But see, you've been with that tutelary demon since birth. You don't know. I mean, I didn't know until I exposed him. Now, I don't care what you do. It's very rare for me to encounter somebody that has the ability to wrap their brain around statements that I make. It's really, really rare. So when I do, I'm always dumbfounded because, like, so you like really get what I'm saying. That's like I can count on one hand the number of people that I have a conversation with that actually understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Prime creator. Now, the word prime, again, is all throughout the Helios as well. It's called Pleroo. Pleroo. That's the same as the English word prime. So the Bible says that there is a Pleroo or the Pleroma. The Bible calls it the Pleroo or the Pleroma. In all of the ancient texts, it talks about the Pleroo. So everybody got a God, but it's not the Pleroo. Now, I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. You got to do you. But I'm simply saying that in order for you to be Source, you got to connect with Source. So let me be sure that you understand what I'm saying. On tomorrow, we are connecting to Source. So tomorrow, you have to drop your current God to embrace the true God. Now, that's going to be very hard for you. That means you got to die. So everything that you believe will be destroyed on June the 1st. For everybody that's paid the $250 tomorrow, that's how you create. See, right now you are an irresponsible creator. I have a book called Thinking. So every time you have a thought, you just created something. Every time. Do you know how much shizness you've created in your life? So it's like you like out popping out babies and you ain't taking care of them. So Source says that you got to give an account. You got to stand before God. You got to give an account for every idle word that you say. That's why idle chatter. That destroys your matter. Idle chatter means you don't matter. You will not talk a lot unless you mean a lot. Nobody's going to talk once they understand what we're going to be sharing on June the 1st. So tomorrow, again, you got to have your big boy draws on. Again, I won't be doing any shows tomorrow for the free stuff. We're going to break down something in three sets of 21, because 21 days to destroy the current habit and create a new one. It takes another 21 days to create a lifestyle. Then it takes another 21 days to create a destiny. So everybody that's paid the $250, that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're going to be destroying your current pattern, and we're going to build a new one, and it takes us 21 days. Remember in the Bible, the Archangel Michael? God answered his prayer immediately. But the prince of Persia withstood him. How long? 21 days. We're going to destroy the prince of Persia tomorrow. Now, for everybody that's not a part, you might want to, hey, call the rim like the bishop, get you some, you know, something. Get with somebody that can assist you because you're going to need it. Guys, you ain't got to get it from me, but you can go straight to source yourself. But as long as you get it, you can get on your knees. You can go stand up in a corner. You can climb a tree. You can go swim with the whales. You can do whatever you want. But as long as you connect with Prime. Otherwise, you got the Prince of Persia. Now, it's interesting because there's actually a game called Prince of Persia. There was actually a movie called Prince of Persia. And in the movie Prince of Persia, it was called The Sands of Time. So the Prince of Persia controlled the sand, you, because you made up sand, dirt, and time. Time, energy, effort. The Prince of Persia. This is his domain. So if you come into my house and you go into my refrigerator, you take out my food and you go into my cabinet, you take out my plate or my skillet, and you're going to fry you some chicken in my house and you don't even ask. You just freaking come in there and just go through my house like you own it. Boo boo. We're going to have a problem. Me and you going to have some serious problems. That's what's going on earth. So let me get this right. So remember, he kicked the devil out of heaven, and where did he go? In the book of Revelations, he went. Him and his boys, his homies, they was cast down here to earth. So then afterwards, Big G decided, okay, let me piss him off a little bit. Now, this is all inside of the Bible. I like the way it says in the Quran because it talks about the jinn. The jinn, they were the fire beings. They was here before you got here. And God made clay beings, that you. And he told the jinn, hey, check out the clay. And the jinn said, hey, we don't like that clay, homie. And then God said, hey, dude, but you got to respect the clay because the clay is going to hang out here with you. And the jinn said, we don't think so. And God says, yeah, but see, the way my savings account is set up, I got more money in my account than you. So the Big G told the jinns, the fire, the Caucasians, the caucus. Oh, y'all want King James Version? Or y'all want D? And so the jinn, this race war is freaking galactic, brothers. This shizness didn't start on earth. This started in heaven. The jinn said, we ain't bowing down to no damn clay. We ain't going to even freaking acknowledge the clay. What did source code say? Oh, how thou art fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground? You who weaken the nations. You got a bunch of cells in your body that create the nation. He weakens the nations. For you have said in your heart. Heart is another word. Take the H now and put it at the back. H-E-A-R-T. Notice the word heart has the word here. H-E-A-R. Notice the word heart has the word ear. Faith cometh by how, boo-boo? How does faith come? By hearing. How do you hear? Inside of that one word is the whole gospel. Earth. Heart. Hear. Ear. Art. You can't create no A-R-T unless you use your E-A-R-T. And it must be connected to your E-A-R. T-H, but it all starts if you have E-A-R-T-H. In that one word, in those letters, those five letters that represents the Hebrews 4:12, each letter is a frequency or a dimension that you got to master. That's why as a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. The heart emits 1,000 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. According to heartmath.org. Don't believe me? Go to the website. Do the research yourself. So why are you worried about what's going on in your head? Boo-boo. I'm worried about what's going on in your heart. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. So you got a clever marketing campaign. You got a product, service, and information. But on June the 1st, tomorrow, we're going to destroy that product, that service, and that information. And you're going to see why. Because when you meet Prime, when you meet the Prime creator, when you meet Source Code, oh, boo-boo. The Prince of Persia has no more power over you. Then that's when you become Prime. That's when you become the source. That's when you become a single standing column of waveform energy. That's when Judges chapter 10, verse 6, don't apply to you no more. Because Judges chapter 10, verse 6 says, again, I have said unto you, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Remember the eyes we talked about yesterday? AI is artificial eyes. It's artificial intelligence. So if you got artificial intelligence, and I know you got artificial intelligence because you got an artificial personality. And if you got an artificial personality, you got an artificial reality, because your personality creates your personal reality. So if I want to destroy your reality, I got to destroy your personality. So tomorrow, for everybody that paid me, you paid me $250 to destroy your personality. Now, you're going to be a little pissed off. I understand. But in 21 days, you're going to thank me. Me and you're going to be best boo-boos. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be in the Bahamas sipping pina coladas. See, I've already gave you the life management system, but again, too much information. So you got, again, information overload. So we devalue what overloads us. Anytime we overwhelm, the brain turns off. Too much information. So the life management system is actually too good. So you went through the 7 modules, so you should already be a millionaire. But the only reason that you're not a millionaire is because you're not being you. You're not prime. You're not source code. You're not the prime creator, because the prime creator is the true source of all creation and is the creative power behind all creation. So Judges chapter 10, verse 6 exposes the fake creation, because it says in Judges 10, 6, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They served the Baals, or Baals, B-A-A-L-S, and the Ashtaroth, and the gods of Aram, Ammon, the gods of the Aram. Amen. In your brain, boo-boo, is in your head. You serve that God in your head. You don't serve the God in your heart. You're not following your gut. You're following reason and logic. Wait, wait, brother. I studied at the University of Bumbuck, Egypt. I got a PhD, homie. I'm a very reasonable and logical man. I'm freaking educated. Yeah, I know. I know. I got a couple degrees too, homie. I've been there, done that too. But let me make sure you understand. Because tomorrow, your degree don't mean nothing. Because you're gonna meet the big G. You see, you've been serving the god of Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth. Y'all remember Ishtar? Y'all remember Easter that you celebrate? You know, you go out there hunting and looking for the eggs and the chocolate bunny. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. I've been there, done that too. The god of the Amorites, or the god of Ammon, or the god of Aram, the god of A-R-A-M. That is A-M-M-O-N in your freaking skull. That's the battle of Armageddon. Now, I know you're waiting for Russia and Iran and China to come over here and invade and do all this other bullshitness that they taught you in elementary school. I understand. But when you finish with that fight, you got to go deal with the real one. So the prime creator, he's an energy. He's an energy manager. That's you. You just have misapplied and misappropriated your funds. So prime gave you some divine attributes and characteristics, and then I exposed them to you when I gave you your life optimization chart. And that one page, that's all you need, is one freaking page. And that one page is your millionaire mind map. If you could wrap your brain around that circle that I gave you, that's inside of your skull right now, that you are ignoring, because my people perish for a lack of ignorance, a lack of knowledge. That means that you are not paying attention. It's why information overload. Too much information, Doc. I checked out, dog, after the first 5 minutes of you talking. I'm listening to you, but I'm not hearing you. Now, you're listening, but you're not hearing. Because you got to, remember, you got to hear, H-E-A-R. Because that's part of earth. That's part of heart. That's part of ear. That's part of art. You can't create art unless you hear. You can't hear unless you got an ear. You can't have an ear unless you got earth. You can't have earth unless you got heart. All of that's inside of one, the same 5 letters. Just rearrange them. You get all of those words out of one 5 letter, out of those 5 letters. And so this chart that I gave you, that's part of the life optimization circle, that's the divine attributes and characteristics of prime. So you're looking for God out there all the time. God is in here. Now, I know I've already, you know, you're like, okay, but the way that sounds good on paper, homie. Like, but I already got my life optimization chart. I even got my 700-page DKNY report. I'm still broke as a joke. My health still suffers. You know, I'm still struggling with my marriage or my relationship. I got all of this gnosis, homie. Yeah, we all do. But we ain't got no implementation. How come? It's not a part of your automatic sensory meridian response, ASMR. So tomorrow, for the people who are part of the building club, we're going to take it from your head and we're going to put it in your lymph nodes. It's going to drop down 7 inches from your head to your heart. This is going to drop down another 7 inches from your heart to your gut. And it's going to be assimilated from your gut into your lymph nodes. And it's going to be carried out the 12 meridian lines. The 12 meridian lines inside of the body is going to connect with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth. And the 12 tectonic plates in the earth is going to connect with the 12 constellations in the sky. And instead of going out and hooking up with Skynet from Elon Musk, we're going to hook up with Skynet from Prime Creator. He trumps Elon Musk. I know Elon Musk got a lot of money, and he's a bad dude. But the big G, yeah, his savings account is set up a little different from Elon Musk's savings account. I'm just keeping it real. So we're going to get rid of the gods of Baal. We're going to get the god of Astaroth, the god of Aram, the god of Sidon, Sidon, the god of Moab, Moab, the god of the Ammon, Ammon. That's the same dude in your skull. All of these are parts of the brain. Everything that I just read in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, don't tell nobody I tell you. Because the dominant culture do not want you to know that statement that I just made. Let me say it again real slow, and I ain't saying it no more after that. Every word that is in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, is a word that describes the anatomy of the human brain. Why are you fighting gods out there? Tomorrow, we're going to fight the gods in here. If you are not on the course tomorrow, get it from somebody else. Go to God and ask him to assist you with the god of Astaroth, with the god of Baals, with the god of Aram, with the god of Sidon, that's a big one, with the god of Moab, with the god of the Ammonites, with the god of the Philistines, that's a big one. Because, and then it finishes, Judges 10:6. Now, I've been saying it for 20 years. Judges 10:6 and Judges 6:10. There's, again, notice it's the same. Flip the letters. I mean the numbers. 10:6, 6:10. Real easy to remember. Why? God is simple. You're not complex. We make it hard, but God does it. Real easy. And it says, and because the is Ra's El, Isis, Ra, and the God of the Bible, El. All three, all religions come from those three words. And we put them all in one. Isis is all Egyptology. Ra included all of Egyptology. El included all of the Abrahamic religions. All the religions on earth are included in the word Israel. It says, because Israel forsook the Lord and no longer served him. So everybody on this planet got down to this planet. That is the only way to be on the planet. This planet is a prison planet for celestial beings that did what Lucifer did. That's why the Bible says you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father, the devil, you will do. Okay, what did he do? Oh, how thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground? For you have weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. Ooh. So what had happened was the way you set your savings account up was you became a member of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. Now, you don't even know that you're a card-carrying member of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. You don't even know that you're a wizard and a witch. You don't even know that you're practicing Grammoria and Grammatus. You don't even know that you're a necromancer, a sorcerer, and all of the stuff that the Bible don't like. You don't even know that's you. You don't even know the Bible is a book about you. Because the Bible is a book about your biology. And your biology is a book about the Bible. So until you change your biology, that's when Yahushua came and he changed his biology. When he rose, he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father. I got a glorified body. That he's ascending. That means he's elevating the nature, the nations. You have weakened the nations. Yahushua came to reactivate the nation. That's why everything I talk about is cellular. You eat for your tongue. You should eat for your freaking cells. Because that's what Yahushua deals with. So prime creator is the true source of the creative power of the freaking cells, not the tongue. The inability to over understand how this works is what we're going to be destroying tomorrow. Because it said that they forsook prime and they did not serve him no more. So they serve these lesser deities that are all inside of your skull. But it all started when you had something called will. Interesting that my name is Will. Well, yeah, I think I started calling my again. I was born Edmund. My mom changed my name to Willie. Then she changed it to William. So really, I got three names, kind of, sort of, but not really. And then she changed it back to Willie because supposedly, you know, as the story goes, but hey, that's another study for another time. Anyway, I just dropped the IE. Because Will Lee means dual nature. So I didn't want dual nature anymore. I just wanted single nature. So I didn't legally change my name and do none of that bullshit that people say, yeah, well, I saw on the website, brother, that they said that you should change your name legally. No, boo-boo, faith cometh by hearing. You can change your name legal, but do you hear it? What do you hear? That's what I was telling, we were talking about yesterday in a private message with Sister Ironica. But her real name is Zakiya. So she don't hear Zakiya, which means queen of wisdom, queen of intelligence. And then her life path number is a 7, intelligence. And then she wonder why she ain't got no intelligence. Because she hates her name, just like everybody else. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, look at the name of the thing. So tomorrow, we're going to go back to the original. I don't know what your original is, but everybody that's a part of the builders, we're going to build a business based off the original prime creator. So my business is built off of my name, W-I-L-L-I-E, not W-I-L-L. Now, let me make sure you understand. Okay, why is that important, Brother Will? Because I will. Now, remember in the Garden of, the Garden of Gethsemane, which is cold as well. Jesus said, oh, man, I can't do this, Holmes. He said, take this cup from me. Then he paused and he had another thought. He said, hold up, time out. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So all of this is about will. So prime creator, he's not going to override your will. Right now, you got a will. You got a will, but it's not God's will. You do the same thing Lucifer did. Lucifer said, I will. Now, where did he say it, though? Did he say it in his head? No. Did he say it out of his mouth? No. Did he say it out of his gut? No. For he said in his heart. So what you heart, the heart is how you manifest. So y'all trying to do, y'all saying mantras. People's telling me, yeah, well, Brother Will, you know, I got these mantras. That dog don't hunt. Now, keep saying them. I'm not mad at you. But why are you saying it with your mouth? You hating it with your heart. The heart, brothers. The heart, sisters. So tomorrow, we're going to examine the heart. We're going to take out the heart of stone that the Bible says. Create in me a clean heart. Why does God deal with the heart? So, for all of the fortune, remember, we're going to break down the true creative formula that's not taught on the planet. At least I ain't seen it nowhere. Because the Bible says, create in me a clean heart. Now, I don't really know if you understand. Again, we're going to be breaking it down tomorrow. But again, if you do not get this from me, get it from somebody. Because we're doing three sets of 21 to replace the Prince of Persia. Because that's what I did. And that's what I taught my kids. And they balling out of control. Because they understand how to create not with their will, but to create with divine attributes and power. Prime creator. When God is in you, when God is operating as you, when God is manifesting himself through you, there ain't no devil, ain't no demon in the earth, above the earth, or under the earth that can stand against the freaking prime creator. You got the wrong God, boo-boo. You have to do exactly what the scripture says. Psalms 51, verse 10. Let's start with verse 9. Psalms 51, verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Wow, that's deep. Very few people understand the difference between iniquities and sin. Very few. Very few. I can count on one hand the number of people that understand the Bible don't give a damn about your sin. Because when God, when you stand before source in your head, that I did this in your name, I did that in your name, he said, depart from me, ye worker of iniquities. I do not know you. So tomorrow we remove iniquity. So I'm honored and privileged for everybody who signed up. Thank you so much. So that way you can finally move forward and oscillate a vibrating in peace in your freaking skull. Because the thing that was holding you back was those iniquities that was hidden inside of your heart. And the ancient text, and I broke this down already, and I've already gave it to you, but again, you was listening, but you wasn't hearing. So you remember when I talked about the three things that disconnect you neurologically that I talked about in your brain? Remember we talked about them? Y'all remember? Self. Y'all remember those three things? They all with the self. Self-hate. The big one, the last one we talked about, shame, self-guilt, and shame, punishing the self. The word iniquities in the ancient text, Strong Concordance, number G5771, AVONOTAI, Strong Concordance, number 5771. You won't hear no Reverend Dr. Bishop preaching this on Sunday. Now, I know, boo-boo, I'm not mad at you either. I know. You're too busy living your best life now to actually sit down and have an encounter with the true living God. We all got fake ones, and they all in our head, because that's where source is at. That's where the prime creator is, just chilling. He's waiting to see if you're going to actually do what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. That said, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. But why? Because you do not have the love of the truth. You got the love of King James. Now, I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. We always sold a bill of goods at birth. So it's not your fault unless you're over the age of 21. Now, you got a brain, boo-boo, and it works. Again, you ain't got to join me tomorrow. But you need to join somebody, or you need to go directly to source yourself, and you need to ask source to expose you to you so you can replace your personality. Although it's a pleasant personality, I think you're a very bright bulb. You crack jokes and, hey. But your reality, see, I got a problem with that, see. Your personality, it created your reality, not God. And in your reality, yeah, you may not like black people. You may not like, you know, short black men from Forest Hills, Texas, in your reality. In your reality, you know, everybody caps out at, you know, $100,000 a year in your reality. In your reality, you may think that, you know, everybody should just accept, you know, whatever ailment that they got. In your reality, you may think that, you know, you got to be a Jehovah's Witness, or you got to be a Mormon, or you got to, you know, you got to be a Catholic. In your, see, in your reality, you got limits. So your reality is not conducive to my mentality, because your reality is based upon your personality. So you see the world with a set of personalities. You see the world with certain attributes and characteristics that are not God's. They're yours that you learned. It is not your fault. It is okay. But now you have a choice. You're in the Garden of Gethsemane. That means den of enclosure. That means the place of the skull. That's why God put a cherubim with a flaming sword to keep you from going back. That's all of that. Everything that's inside of the biblical creation story of Adam and Eve in the garden, that's, again, human anatomy. Each one of those words are also found in your brain. I'm having a breakdown, and I got all of this inside of my book, Kristen. What you got? But I know you're too busy to read it. I'm not mad at you. I'm busy too. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you have to sit down and you have to actually say, I'm going to stop hiding my face from my purpose. The word sin means hamantanum. The word sin means your lot, your share, your destiny. So you commit crimes. You are not moral when you don't know your purpose, your lot, your share, your destiny, why you're here on earth. I have never, as I've said 1,000 times, in my 20 years of working in the corrections, never arrested a man that knew his purpose. I never put a man in jail or took a man out of jail. The whole time I worked in, and I worked in all areas of the corrections. I worked at the supermax, I worked at the max, I worked at the penitentiary, I worked at the medium, I worked at what they call the farm system, I worked at the freaking halfway houses, I worked at probation, I went into inmate houses, did all what you know, visited them in their homes, and when they violated their parole, sent their ass back to jail. I did all of that. 20 years of doing that, I never met a man that knew why he was on earth. Never. I've never met a man or woman or child who knew prime creator in jail or with bad behavior. Never. So the prime creator, what we're talking about tomorrow, trumps everything. Nothing is more important. Nothing on earth is more important than your personal, private, productive relationship with source code. Nothing. See, right now you're hiding your face from your sins. And you've blotted out all your iniquities. So when we go back to the Bible in Psalms 51, verse 9, and let's read it in the New Living Translation. Psalms 51, verse 9 in the New Living Translation said, "Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt." What causes your brain to stop working? Guilt. The brain does not work if you feel guilty. Now, I don't know no church that don't preach guilt. That's why you have an altar call for you to come forward. That is the only way to stop the brain. Now, again, go find a neuroscience. Don't believe me. I'm just a short black man from Fort Texas. But go find you a tall white guy that graduated from Harvard and ask him that he got a degree in neuroscience. Hey, how do you disconnect the brain? How do you make how do you disconnect the neocortex, the frontal lobe, and the parietal cortex? And how do you activate the reticular activating system? How do you activate the reptile brain? Just ask him. Self-hate, self-doubt, self-shame, self-guilt. That creates a chemical in the body that disconnects the brain. The brain cannot think. It creates freeze. It creates fight, or it creates flight. That's why all Negroes in the hood, that's all they do. Because why? Their brain is biologically unplugged. It's disconnected. So tomorrow, I'm plugging the brain back up to source. That's why I told you guys, I don't do, if I shoot a man in the head, I will go home and sleep like a newborn baby. Because if I put a bullet in the Negro's head, he deserved it. So I do not feel bad while doing bad. In fact, the worse I get, the better I feel. Because I don't do morality. Because that destroys causality. That disconnects you from God. That's why the devil wanted you to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So yeah, you're a good person, but you got a sucky life. Or you're a bad person. Your life still sucks because it's the same freaking tree. It is only when you connect to the tree of life, boo-boo. That's why I got the life management system. And then we read in Matthew 24 that says you can't go forward into the age of Aquarius until the gospel of the kingdom is preached in your head. And so until you become a single standing column of waveform energy, which is what we're doing tomorrow, until you do that, according to Matthew chapter 24, your ass is stuck like Chuck. That's why you're in Groundhog's Day. That's why you keep repeating the same shit over and over again. And you will always do it. Because your brain is disconnected. But it's not your fault. Right? Somebody else's fault. It's the white man's fault. Psychological effects of slavery. It's somebody else's fault. This is the gospel of the kingdom, boo-boo. I don't know what everybody else is doing. Jesus taught this. This is what blows my mind. So if you read Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, let's read it again. We read it already, but let's read it again. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I bumped my head last night. And it says, and this gospel of the kingdom. Now, okay. Again, I'm a little slow. The word kingdom in the Greek means basileia. We talked about this yesterday. I know it by heart. I didn't even have to look it up again. So the word basileia, it means dominion in the freaking skull. And it specifically says, in there, not a physical place. So why are y'all niggas waiting to go somewhere? Not you personally, you know, but people you know. This is not rocket science. It's not. God is simple. It's the simplicity of the God. God uses the simple to confound the wise. I know a lot of niggas with a bunch of degrees. Dumb as a box of rocks. I got a bunch of degrees. Degrees don't do nothing. You need to have gnosis. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. The world is not W-O-R-L-D. The world is W-H-I-R-L. World. Chakras. Your chakra system, boo-boo. You got to have dominion of your seven chakra systems. Worlds. And how you do that? Words. You got the wrong words. You got the wrong world. So tomorrow, I'm going to give you the right words. Now, I had a client that sent me this video of this guy who went down to this stuff. I mean, I wish I had the time. Brother Garrett. So Brother Garrett, thank you for the video, man. So he sent me the video, and he sent a few videos, and these guys, you know, using language to change energy and frequency. This is all this out of the Egyptian Book of the Dead, by the way. That's where the movie The Mummy, the first one, where they open up this book and they start reading and the shit start coming out the wall and start changing. That's how you control mass and matter. Now they know that, but you don't. Or people you know don't. So if you use the wrong words, guess what, boo-boo? You stay in poverty. So tomorrow, I give you the right words. Now, I've been saying it, but I've never taken a group of people step by step to introduce them to the Prime Creator, to take the words that were spoken by the Prime Creator and take those words, because those words create worlds. So I've never taken a group of people step by step from zero to hero. I've never done that. So tomorrow's gonna be my first time, other than with my own kids. And that's what I taught them, that because they saw me model their behavior first. And I just got a conference call with the group of people that I'm working with in California doing the same thing, taking people step by step through the process of reconnecting with Prime Creator. So that way they are the true source of all creation and they exercise their creative power. But before you do that, you got to understand the creative power, because otherwise you're going to destroy some shizness. You're going to hurt yourself and you're going to hurt somebody else. So we taking you through by don't look at my sins, Now, that's what y'all are doing. Psalms 51:19. The only way for you to stay in Groundhog's Day is if you keep feeling what you are feeling. Because what you feel about, you bring about, not what you think. Because the feelings is 1,000 times more powerful than the thought. So, yeah, you thinking about money, but what you feeling, you feeling like a freaking loser. Not you personally, but, you know, people you know. Since you feel bad, you be bad, boo-boo. Now, after 50 years of doing this shit, isn't it? That's why I don't feel. Now, I know people say, what's up, brother? What I said, no, I don't feel bad, boo-boo. I feel good. Do I have bad days? Sure. What happens with the bad feelings? The thought comes into my head. Something bad happens in my life. Okay. Yep, I give about 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes up. Okay, I'm good. And I go back to feeling good. It's a choice. Just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, hold up, time out. You mean to tell me I got to go on the cross? I got to do all of this stuff? Oh, hell no. Father, take this cup. You got to get you another candidate. Oh, okay, well, hold up. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. Like, see, I want to be an NFL football player. That was my dream. That's what I wanted to do. Then I looked at my numbers, and I was like, oh, snap. Football is not in my numbers. So I said, hey, God, bump you, dog. I'm going to go out there. So I blew out my knee. Kept going. Tore a hamstring eight times. Last time, hamstring. Right now, I have no hamstring in my left leg. Doc said, like, dude, it's gone. It's shredded. It's like if I put a needle into some steak and try to sew it back together, it just goes through. It's like putting a needle in water. That's the muscle. It's back. It's been done. I still didn't get it. Finally, the last time I remember, last game I was in, I had a concussion. So bad that every time I stood up, I just started vomiting because everything was spinning. For a whole week, a little over than a week, I could not sit up. I had to lay horizontal, and I couldn't open my eyes because it brought on such nausea. See, I tell y'all, I'm a little slow. All of the injuries that I had, man, I mean, broken wrist, I broke my ankle in 3 places, friggin' both knees are gone. I still planned out, because why? I was going to do my will. Bump you, God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I run this mother. Yeah, gone on out there, boo-boo. I already went out there and tried. That's why I teach this. I just laugh at people when they tell me what they're going to do. Really? So you're going to go out there and save the world. You, Captain America, going on out there. I'm going to get my popcorn and sit back and watch it because it's going to be good. You are designed by source. Now, I can go through all the scriptures and tell you that everybody's been predestined, preordained, and you think you're doing, you program, boo-boo. You might as well go along with the program. Understand the rules of the program and operate accordingly. Guess what? You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy it because the program is designed specifically just for you. So if I'd have been an NFL football player versus doing what I'm doing now, now that I have the experience of what I'm doing now, then football, I don't even watch football no more. And I used to didn't miss a freaking game. High school, college, ask anybody that know me. When football season was in, don't call me. If it was a game, I was there. Because football was my God. That's one of them gods that we talked about in the book of Judges. Football was in there too. Football got its own freaking day. But y'all started a movie where a boy tried to take on football? Because of what? Concussions. What happened to him? Man, he almost lost his life. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying this. Your life will always suck until you connect with Prime Creator, the source of all creation and the creative power. And what you got now is not Prime Creator. It's self-evident. Why? Your brain is not plugged up into source. Why is your brain not plugged up? Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. You have not done that. Tomorrow we're going to do that. Psalms 51, verse 9. Again, if you're going to do it with me, do it yourself. Or hook up with somebody else. Then after you do that, again, So we got three sets of 21 days to remove the Prince of Persia out of your mind, your heart, and your gut. So we can create a new habit, a new lifestyle, and a new destiny. That's what we're doing tomorrow. How are we going to do it? What? Hey, you got to join me tomorrow. That's the whole purpose of the $250 and joining me tomorrow. Now, let me make sure you understand something as we bring this message to a close. It's not about, even though it is about, but it's not about what, you know, we think. Psalms 51:10 says this. It talks about, okay, and don't focus on sin, which is what everybody preaches. Then it says, don't focus on the thing that you did wrong. Don't feel guilty about doing bad stuff. That's why I don't do morality, which again, because that's what the Bible said not to do. Then it says, create. This is how you create. It says, create in me. Okay, nope. My wife. Nope, nope, nope. The white man. Oh, the black man, the blue man, the green man. Donald Trump. So you're trying to get everybody else to change. How about, well, what about you? So the Bible says in Psalms 51:10, the creator. Now, again, this is how source code creates. And if it works for source, hey, if it's good enough for the big G, it's good enough for me. So it says, create in me a clean heart. But then you got to renew something. So that means now, again, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. I am not the brightest bulb in the pack. But I'm in there. So it says, create in me a clean heart and renew. Now, there's different words, and we want to look at it really, really quick. A right or steadfast, stand fast, fast stand spirit. Now, this is a conundrum. Because the New Living Translation said, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew. So that means that there got to be something. There is something there. We're going to make it new. Renew. One scripture says steadfast. That's the international, the New International Version. The New Living Version says loyal. The Old English Standard Version says right spirit. The King James says right spirit. The Contemporary English Bible says faithful spirit. So we got the word loyal. Excuse me. We got the word faithful. We got the word steadfast. We got the word right. What else we got? Steadfast, loyal, right, faithful. Here we go. The New Heart Bible says resolute. So right now you got a spirit. What is a spirit? As I've been saying for 20 years, a spirit is a neurological network, a neural net. Now, Elon Musk knows this. Why is Facebook collecting data? Because they know how to control your matter. Number one, I'm going to get you hooked on data. So there's not nobody on here that don't use the internet. Anybody? Anybody? Is there anybody that do not use the internet? Okay, number one, I got to get you hooked on it. Y'all ever know how they do it in store? You go to the store, you buy something, it's really cheap, it's really good. I remember when they first came out with this new alkaline water, and the wife used to love it. She would buy it all the time. And then, you know, once she got hooked on it and bought it, then we went back to Walmart. Next day we know that same bottle of water, now it's a dollar more, and it's in a smaller package. So they got a system. They know, create your habit. Then the habit creates you. So they know, okay, if we're going to have, okay, your restaurant going to come out brand new. They got hamburgers, $1. And you get hooked on going to that restaurant and eating those hamburgers for $1. And then once they got you good and hooked and you created a habit of going to that restaurant and eating that hamburger for $1. You're going to come back one day and that hamburger, same hamburger, probably less, now it's $1.50, maybe $2. And now you got a conundrum. But they own you now because you got a habit. Cigarettes. So you smoke cigarettes. Now, when I was a kid growing up, cigarettes was like $1 something. I don't know. How much is a pack of cigarettes? I don't even know. I guarantee you they ain't no dollar no more. But they ain't stopped nobody from quitting. How come when they start increasing the price? What about gas? When I was a kid growing up, same thing. Gas was $1 or something. Gas now here in Texas is like $2.50. Guess what? I still go get gas because I'm hooked on it and I got an automobile that requires it. So regardless of the price of the gas, I got to go get it. Booyah. So if they can do that negatively, I can do that positively. So tomorrow, that's what we're doing. We're going to create a control grid. This is called, for me, a success algorithm. Now, an algorithm is mathematically and scientifically and biologically and theoretically guaranteed it never fails because it's math. Math, 2 plus 2 always equals 4. It never equals 5 or 4.5 or 4.5 or 4 3/4. Two things and add two things, you always get four things. Always, always. Now, and again, try it at home. Go to your, you know, get four spoons out. Take two spoons and then add two spoons to it and see if you get a different amount. Try it. Just go outside and get two rocks and then get two more rocks and put it together and see if it changes. Do the experiment yourself, dog. Don't believe me. Do not believe me. I could have bumped my head last night. You do the math and see if H3O still get the same thing as H2O. Do the math yourself and see if numbers lie. Numbers do not lie. So I gave you a life optimization chart based upon numbers. I gave you a life optimization circle, and you're still looking for stuff. You don't see the value in you because you don't know you. You've been saturated. You've been overwhelmed with so much information. When the truth is staring you right in the face, in your face, you're still looking for the truth. Now, I did it for 20 years. I wrote a book about this stuff, and I put it in my garage, and it sat there in my garage for almost 20 years until I finally got sick and tired of being sick and tired and going around the mulberry bush, and the stuff that I could have started 30 years ago, I'm doing today. Now, if you kind of dense like me, you're going to listen to today's message. When we come to a close, you can go back to watching Love and Hip Hop. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. I did the same thing. But it's my prayer. There may be somebody out there that's not quite as dense as I was and as slow as I was. I pray to God you're not as slow as I was. Because everything I'm doing now, I should have been doing when I was in my freaking 20s. But that's how dense I was. Because I wasn't teachable. The same thing I'm telling you, nobody told me, but I knew in my gut. I knew that my personality, the person I was being, was creating my reality. I knew it, but I couldn't change the person I was being. I was angry, but I couldn't stop being angry. My mama died when I was little. Y'all didn't understand. I got beat, forced to fast, walk around in circles, all the stuff that I talk about all the time. So I was an angry little dude. And so everybody tell me, hey, dog, just stop being angry. And nigga, if it was that simple, everybody, there would be no alcoholics. If addiction was just simple as just, okay, I'm going to stop smoking, that would be, tobacco industry would be out of business. The medical community, the hospitals would be closed. If you could just stop addiction anytime you want, there would be no such thing as addiction. So there's a reason why people like me are in business and will always be business, and I'll always have I'll have a plethora of clients, and I always have people because there are people who can't stop what they're doing. They can't get unstuck because it's a habit. Being stuck is a habit. Being poor is a habit. Being sick is a habit. Being ignorant is a habit. You're not ignorant. You got the habit of being ignorant. You're not poor, but you got a habit that makes you poor. You got a habit of spending more money than you make. So that habit causes you to look poor, but you're not poor, boo-boo. It is impossible for a God to be poor. And you are an express image, according to the Bible. Do you not know that you are God? That's what it says in the book of Psalms. So it's impossible for you to be poor. It's impossible for you to be sick. It's impossible for you to be ignorant. It's impossible for you to be bad, to be in a bad relationship. It's impossible. So the only way to make the impossible possible is by saying, I'm possible. So if you embrace and if you order and you work really, 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 really hard, yes, okay, you can be poor. That's the only way. You cannot be poor. It's impossible. It's impossible to be poor. It's impossible to be sick. It's impossible to be ignorant. It's impossible to be in a bad relationship unless you just really, 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 really work. So tomorrow we're going to renew a loyal spirit. We're going to renew a steadfast spirit. We're going to renew a right spirit. We're going to renew a clean spirit. We're going to renew a faithful spirit. What did I leave out? Right attitude and a resolute. All of these are words that talks about a ruling disposition, which is a group of neurons that hang out together. And neurons that fire together, wire together, that creates a new vibe. And then that new vibe, bam, that orders a new tribe. Then once you create a clean spirit, once you create a steadfast spirit within me, then verse 11 kicks in that says, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. So that's our meal ticket for the next 90 days. That's everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Business Builders. And you will automatically find your product because you are the product. You don't go get a product. You are the product. And the product is so awesome because the product is an expression of your divine attributes and characteristics. It's not an expression of your beautiful personality or your beautiful body. It's an expression of your divine attributes. What is your divine attributes? Prime creator. So your purpose is to die, and your purpose is, remember what Jesus did? He went on the cross and he died. See, you're not fit to live until you're willing to die. So the word cross, you know, thankfully, again, it's not physical, it's spiritual, it's mental. That means that you die to your will. Remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, nevertheless, not my will. So you got an ideal in your head, and that's it's a great ideal. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It is a great idea. But, God has a better one for you. So, for everybody that's a part of the building business tomorrow, man, you guys come ready to rock and roll, pen and paper. We've got a lot of information to cover. We will meet every day for the next 21 days. Take a day off. Then we'll meet every day for the next 21 days. Then we'll meet every day for the next 21 days. Why? 21. That's the number of three. What is three? Creative power. I don't know if you understand, my boo. I don't know. But it's my prayer that if you don't connect with me, that you connect with somebody that's better than me. Not like me, better. And that's some folks out there. That's some folks out there doing some big, bad things. Brothers and sisters, the word prime means premise. It means first. It means prior. So when I say you had a prior existence with the Father, it comes from the word plaru, pleroma, where we get it in English, prime. If you go to dictionary.com, go down to the bottom of the page, you will see P-R-I-M-U-S, a Latin word that gives us the English word prime, which means first, the original. So tomorrow we go back to being first. Right now you're second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We go back to the original you. You've been dumbed down. Now you're great, you, but we're going to return back to prime, the prime creator. You are the prime creator. Or, let me be a tough pill to swallow. So you have attributes and characteristics in the circle of divine attributes and characteristics that come from prime creator that was known to you. So mine are 6, 3, 3, 9. So I take those four attributes that are expressed through 12 attributes. Because my 6 comes from 3-3. My 3 comes from 1-2. My other 3 comes from 1-2. My 9 comes from 5-4. So I take those attributes. Those are not numbers. They are attributes and characteristics of the prime. So as long as I display or vibrate or have the color, that's why we do color charts now. We don't use the numbers anymore. We use the color. So y'all got y'all color charts because I've already been doing them. And I've been doing them for, you know, $20. You can do them at home. You can do it yourself. So I know that my color is blue. But what does that mean, though? Well, I went to, like I told you guys last night, you got a lot of great resources. Just type in the word psychology of color. It pulls you up the science, the behavioral psychology behind the color, because a color is a frequency. It is a wave. It's a vibration. It's not a color. It's a substance. So the substance of the number 6 is blue. The substance of the number 3 is yellow. But what do those colors mean? So if you don't know that, then you don't have a relationship with the prime. You got a relationship with one of those dudes in Judges chapter 6 and Judges chapter 10. And then once you do that, you got to replace those dudes. So we're talking about it today, but what are you going to talk about tomorrow? Tomorrow is you back to your program of Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives. And if you do it for 2 or 3 days, guess what? The devil's patient. He going to outwait you. He know you're not going to do it for 21 days straight. He know that you're not going to withstand the Prince of Persia. He knows it. So he's just cool, calm, and collected. He's just waiting for you to run out of gas. And you forget one day, and bam, 7 more worse than the first one come in, set up shop. Now you got to do it all over again. So tomorrow, we're going to kick the devil out. So my brothers and my sisters, again, if you're interested in joining me, just go to the website, make the donation, or email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. To be a part of the Kingdom Millionaires business building, we are in the business of doing what it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. We are in the business. I'm in the business of establishing the kingdom of God on earth as a witness unto all the nations, all the cells in my body. And then when all the cells in my body know that my world, my chakra systems have heard that I have dominion, that I'm a single standing column of waveform energy, then the end shall come. The end of duality, the Piscean age, morality, the end of the tree of knowledge of good and evil will not come until the gospel of life, the gospel of the kingdom, is preached throughout every cell in your body, and you establish a neurological network in your head that says, I'm a lion and I'm an eagle. I'm the offspring of the king. I am a king. I'm a queen. I live my life according to certain keys that unlock the door to my kingdom. I have the keys to my kingdom that makes me king. And once that happens, bam, you're into the age of Aquarius. That unlocks the astric records. That gives you access to multiple dimensions. You become all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simplistic, and always benevolent. That's when you establish the gospel of the kingdom on the earth, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And that's what we're doing mañana, June the 1st. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. May the prime creator bless you. And may the SUM, the sum total of all your numbers, reveal source code to you. And may the new neurological network, may the neurons in your brain continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, and as always, my beautiful sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless. Make sure if you want to join me tomorrow, $250. Email masterteacher30.com@gmail.com. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
child, my prince, and now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me, and now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my prince, and now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me, and now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my prince, and now she's a woman. She used to just hold me, love me, now she's a woman. Now I gotta let her go, but I never let her go. Daddy never lets you go.
We the same and y'all are me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source and so are you. Baby, DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.